Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alrighty, AMA, as we do every single Wednesday at this time, you ask, we answer. Questions from Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. Seltzer selecting the best of the best. James Seltzer, what do people want to know today?
All right, let's start it out on Twitter with Pablo. Pablo asks, how did each of you get hired at WIP?
Well, the simple answer, Spike Eskin said, I'm hiring you and I'm hiring you, and we agreed. Yeah, I want to hire you. I don't know. It's a long process. You know, I mean, it's one of those things where Spike and I knew each other. And over a period of time when he assumed power at WIP, he and I were in touch. I'll speak for myself first, John, then turn it to you. Spike and I were in touch. I do remember reaching out to Spike when he got the power to congratulate him. Little word to the wise for everyone out there. If you're thinking about, you know, maybe working for a company and someone gets the power, you might want to just say, hey, attaboy, congratulations, man. So, you know, I think I did a pretty good job of fostering a continuation of a relationship. And then, you know, ultimately he expressed interest and we had, you know, a couple lunches and all that. And it came to be. That's my end. John, for you, what about you?
I met Spike. I knew his dad, of course. You know, he helped me. From the get-go here,
yep.
When I was signed by the Eagles. As Spike, I met him on Artie Lang's set. He was a guest on our show. And then, you know, talked to him about his dad and my relationship with him. I did not do a good job of staying in touch like you did. But
you know I do a lot of that, John.
Heard from him after I ran for state senate and lost. I got a call from Spike. I guess he figured I wasn't doing anything.
There you go.
But fortunately, I was very excited to get a chance to come in and
nice.
Join you guys.
All righty.
All right. Robin Piat on Twitter asks, with Coach Sirianni's dog mentality in mind, John, what slogans, catchphrases, or rally cries caught on in your locker rooms during your playing days?
That's a great question.
Yeah, like we all remember we all we got, we all we need.
Yeah.
Like those things like matter.
Yeah, I like that.
You know, the whose house thing was big when I was in college. I guess that's still big. When I got to Oakland, the just win baby thing, that was legit. I mean, there were no rules. It was set forth from the moment I got there. Like two rules: be on time and win. You know, like that's it. So that applied. And then there was a really cool one that I don't remember the word for it. Steve Wisniewski used to say it, and it was a Native American word that was I think it was from the movie Young Guns.
Hmm.
Like today is a good day to die. It's sort of like, you know, gave you the right mindset for going out there and sacrificing yourself. And it was good for a short period of time. I thought it was a great motivating factor. I guess not great enough for me to remember what the word was.
All right, fair enough.
All right. This question is from Coach B. Coach B on Twitter asks, if you could steal one locally popular food from another city and make it popular in Philly, what food, what city?
I think I would steal thin crust pizza from New York. I just think New York pizza is better than our pizza. Honestly.
That's
wow, cut
thin
that.
Crust
no.
pizza.
Yeah, but you can find good options of that up there. I wish that we had more of that here.
I don't think it's thin crust. Well,
it's
just like New York pizza. They think their water's different and it makes the crust better.
I think New York has better pizza than us. That's my answer.
I think our pizza is really good. I think it's comparable. I think the bread in San Francisco, the sourdough bread, is unique. There's nothing that comes close. And we do have sourdough bread. It's just nowhere close to as good. It's not as chewy. It doesn't have the same flavors. I wish that we had good sourdough.
It's a great answer. All right. Let's go with Rob Gilmore on Facebook. Yes. This is a tough one here. A lot of potential answers. What's your single most frustrating or irritating moment from Joe Girardi's tenure as Phillies manager?
I think it was when he freaked out and said he wasn't going to say anything more at press conferences.
Like, oh, yeah, when he's like, I'm not telling you anything. Yeah,
that was annoying.
I mean, it's like, what are you kidding me? Like, we're just asking basic questions. We reporters, not
but
that
then
I was amongst
did.
Them. But,
no, he said it's going to be coach's decision, yeah. And that's just the way it is.
Right. But
yeah, he was lashing out
out of frustration. He flipped out. I mean, he did not basically adhere to what he said he was going to do, which is good because what he said he was going to do is asinine. But to be honest with you, in that moment, for me as a Phillies fan, independent of being a member of the media, I was like, what, are you kidding me? You're not going to answer any questions about strategy post-game because everything's under the guise of,
right.
I don't want to tell you who's healthy and who's not? Like, come on, man. Get over yourself.
I don't think I have a single most. I think, in general, my biggest objection is that I thought Joe Girardi was going to come in and be like an old-school kind of guy.
I agree with you, John.
And nothing could be further from the truth. This is still like the way we handled Spencer Howard, for example.
Yep.
Like that. That blew me away. And now the way, I don't know, I guess we just don't expect our pitchers to go deep. We don't expect them to push themselves. And I wish he pushed these guys harder. I wish that he came down harder on the players.
Listen, I'll say it. I mean, it happened last night, and it shouldn't have. Bryce not running hard out of the box to second. I mean, Bryce has been so far and away.
Safe.
I know he was safe, but that's
he thought it was a home run.
I know he thought it was a home run, but that is – and Harper has been phenomenal. So I'm not going hard here. I'm just telling you, that sets a bad example for the other players on the team, and I don't like it.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like there's the attention to detail and the, like, honed-in mental sharpness that you'd want.
Guys, they're three games out of a playoff spot. Do I feel like if they had a little bit more attention to detail – a little bit more hustle at certain points of the year, they could have grabbed an extra one or two games and been like one game out today instead of three games out of the wild card? Yes, I think they could have. There's a reason I harp on these things during the season. Yeah. It actually can make a difference of what you make the postseason.
No, they look like they're playing like they're 140 games in. You know, like they look that way. And a good manager prevents that from happening.
I'm with you. All right, and we shut it down, AMA. Hey, I got one more question then right to the phones. By the way, congratulations. If you haven't heard the news, we have a new program director at WIP. We just mentioned Spike Eskin. Spike up in New York now, still working with us a little bit for a couple more weeks. But our new program director, Rod Lakin, is going to be taking over WIP coming up in about 3 weeks in early October. So congrats to Rod.
Shout out to Rod.
Shout out to Rod.
Our guy.
Now, let me ask you a question, because here's my question. John, how long will it take him to realize that he reports to me? This new program director.
I don't know if he'll be as okay with these.
I mean, he could
I'm
be
Spike Eskin.
He could be listening
fine
right
them,
now.
But...
Well, but he'll. But I guess Spike will tell him about how he had. You know, Spike had reported to me and ultimately had an answer to me. I mean, John, this Rod.
Rod,
guy...
if you're listening right now, this is Joe alone. John, Richie, and I have nothing to do with it. I just want to make that very clear, crystal clear, as Joe DeCamera would say.
What a fraidy cat Seltzer is. What a fraidy cat
Rod,
you are.
Rod, I work for you, buddy.
John, let me ask you a question. You and Rod, your first lunch together. You have lunch. You have dinner. It's just you and him. It's not all of us. Just you and him. And Rod says, hey, John, tell me about the show. I've listened a little bit. I like what I hear, but tell me about the show. How would you answer that, John?
I don't think you would ask me that.
He might. James?
Tell me about the show.
I mean, that's not an inconceivable question,
I think
right?
Tell
me about the show.
What do you think of your show?
Yeah. See, John, not...
And you
not,
say it's the best show in the history of the radio, Rod.
John,
nothing has ever been better, man.
John's not prepared for that question. Good luck.
Say it's the best, John.
Good luck, John. Good luck.
All right. I love... The people I work with, they're the greatest people in the world.
Yeah. Hey, all jokes aside, congratulations to Rod Lakin. We're looking forward to meeting him in a couple weeks and
totally.
You know, finding out his vision for the next chapter in the history of WIP. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494, and talk to Mike in New Jersey. Mike, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Doing great, Mike.
It's a beautiful day. A little warm, but a beautiful day. Might try to go put a line in the water later tonight.
Oh, please do.
I love fishing so much.
I do too, and I haven't.
I actually went this past weekend. Me and my buddy and his dad actually finally got out after not being able to all weekend, all summer rather. And I was just trying to be a funny guy, mess with my buddy's dad and cast when he was casting and inadvertently caught the bass that he was after.
That happens. You know, I an ultimate goal for me is to take this DeCamera guy out fishing. He's never been. He's never been.
Yeah.
You would have to put the worm on the hook for him and take the fish off
yeah.
if he caught one.
I'd be interested in seeing how he deals with all that.
I don't want to touch it.
Listen, I would.
Yeah, how would you feel about that?
I would try to give it a go.
Baiting a hook and taking a fish off.
I mean, it's not my usual.
Laying
it's
a
not
fish.
My usual thing. I did something the other day I'd never done before, John. Friday, I hoed. I had a hoe in my hands.
You're a hoer.
I'm a hoer. I was.
Nice.
We were.
Cut that audio.
No, but Mike, it's. I'm not making this up. A lot of us on Friday volunteered at FDR Park down there near the sports complex. Working on some baseball fields that were overgrown, and so we went down, a whole bunch of us from the company, and we were hoeing.
Last time I was at FDR Park, it was at the skate park for the Punch Picnic a few years ago.
There you go.
I did something I shouldn't have. Like, I was never a skateboarder. My son was messing around. I think he's like 10.
Okay.
Well, yeah, let me see that thing. Hopped on it, went off it, landed, broke my wrist.
Oh,
not a good time.
Not good. All right, Mike, Jalen
Hurts.
What do you got on the Eagles? Yeah, talk to us.
I was a little too drunk Sunday. I rewatched the game the other day.
That's great.
I tell you what, he is focused. Like, there's no joking around on the sideline. There's no laughing. He's just lasered in and thinking about the next play.
Yeah,
that's
dog mentality. Dog mentality. Next play.
I am all in, and he is the guy until he proves he's not. That's where I'm at.
Okay.
I don't want to hear nothing about Carson. It's Jalen's show. Let's roll.
Well, I will say this, Mike. One of the things that hurts his first game out of the gate certainly did. I think is like if we were to do a poll, who would you rather have, Carson or Hurts? Which last year we did it and it was kind of 50-50 at the end of the year. Roughly, I don't remember exactly. It wouldn't even be close anymore. It just wouldn't even.
No.
Like, Hurts definitely put.
Nor should it.
Nor should it be. Yeah, Hurts definitely put the Carson issue squarely in the rear view.
Yep.
Mike, give me what you got here for who is sarcastic.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah, sure.
Pretty good answer, I think.
That's sure. a great answer.
Now, is he better than the
–
Mike
man.
Already won tickets,
okay.
So just to note that won't be a winning answer. But it is a great answer.
Is he better than the character in the show, in the movie?
Than Borat? Borat's not sarcastic.
I'm just
Borat's
trying to remember.
Just, Borat's just
– Borat's kind of
yeah,
clueless.
Clueless. Okay. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. I mean, it's just – I haven't seen that in a while. I still got to go back and watch. I have it literally on my list for like the next week or two. I do want to go back and watch Naked Gun. Been so long since we were talking about it like a week or two ago. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go back and watch Naked Gun. It was hilarious.
Yes.
It really
Leslie
was.
Leslie Nielsen. What happened to Leslie? Is he alive?
No, he passed away.
He did die?
Yeah, I want to say like 5 years ago.
All right. Is Bob Newhart still alive, James? I believe he is, right?
He's alive, yes.
He's
did you just take
be...
an answer off the board, though?
For sarcastic Bob, yeah. Bob Newhart.
Super sarcastic.
That was actually inadvertent.
Okay.
Full disclosure, that was
yeah, actually, Leslie Nielsen passed away in 2010.
Wow. All right. He was great. 215-592-9494. Speaking of great, coming up, Eagles locker room audio. They get that win last Sunday 3 days ago, and then celebration and how it sounded in the Eagles locker room after the game. We'll play the audio of Nick Sirianni's speech. That's coming up next. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, plus all the calls on 94 WIP. Hey, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook. And after, I mean, for us, a thrilling week one. Well, week two is here. Fridge stocked, recliner ready to roll. And now all you need to do is log into FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino to claim your risk-free bet. You heard it right because FanDuel is giving all customers a risk-free bet for week two of the NFL season. And FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP, so you can get in on any of these games, whether you choose into the money line, the over-under, prop bets, same game parlays. They're all there for you with FanDuel Sportsbook. When you use FanDuel Sportsbook on any week two game, bet the money line or take the over or any of the other ways I said, throw some action on a prop bet, whatever it might be. So many ways to win with FanDuel Sportsbook. Find the game that works for you. Could be the one right here in South Philadelphia, right? Philadelphia and San Francisco, or any of the other games. Sign up using promo code HAMMER. That's promo code HAMMER. And as I've told you so many times, when you sign up with promo code HAMMER, you will receive a risk-free bet of up to $1,000. An awesome opportunity. First bet, risk-free, up to $1,000. How? With promo code HAMMER. With who? With FanDuel Sportsbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.